fuck, 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 fuck. Fucking, you did it. Nobody argues with me anymore. Nobody argues this isn't a bigoted empire anymore. Fucking wizard himself pulled down the goddamn curtain. Didn't even need Toto. Fucking bullshit. Fucking unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I was surprised by the results. Not totally. A lot of people on the right are starting to say they've been complaining about liberals complaining. Going like, hey, it was because of your PC culture bullshit, man, always calling us racist and sexist that made us vote for the racist sexist. They don't make sense. I think they know that. It's a strategy to just baffle us into submission. It's trolling. We should know about it by now. Goddamn bullshit. So, yeah, and it was the first woman president we had the opportunity for, too, and they were like, fuck that shit. Yeah, and speaking of the glass ceiling, I don't know why it's still around. I really, even on the other side, even, like, I never met a misogynist that wasn't comfortable throwing a woman through a plane of glass. Wow. I don't know why it's still there. A lot of people are underestimating Trump. A lot of people are underestimating, think he's just a fucking, he's just a fucking buffoon. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, he met with Paul Ryan and other Republican assholes, and people are giving him shit on TV. They're like, look at him, he looks phased. He looks like he's phased, look at him, he's shaking, he's finally the full weight of what he's about to experience has been thrust upon him. I'm like, that's not what that look was. That look was him sitting there going, these motherfuckers are still underestimating me. I'm gonna fucking get them back so hard. Okay. Don't fucking doubt him. I fucking doubted him. I shouldn't have doubted him. First of all, he used bigotry to win in America, which is not hard. But worse, because usually he would have never got out of the primaries doing that shit. Worse, the other side, in order to win, tried to get him to win the primary on the other side so that they could easily ride in, winning easily, because he's a fucking bigot. Who's gonna vote for that? America. So yeah, the other side was almost as bad, choosing to exploit a bigot or someone who is exploiting bigotry. I mean, what do you say? What do you say about Trump supporters? I mean, let's put it this way. They're very proud of their Austrian heritage. Not even a joke. I actually was out in public and overheard two bragging to each other about their Austrian heritage. I was like, where do you fucking maniacs come from? Austria. Yep. That's what they said. So yeah, a lot of people are freaked out. A lot of people are scared. They're like, they're talking that they're gonna move to Canada. You've heard that shit. It's fucking stupid, and not for the reason the conservatives say it's stupid. The reason it's stupid to move to Canada is because you don't think Trump's gonna invade Canada? He's sure as shit gonna invade Mexico. Probably the whole hemisphere. Fuck, probably the whole sphere. Yeah. Fucking Trump. Oh, fucking depressing. Ah, what are we gonna do? Nothing? That's what I thought. I don't know. Did you guys see that thing about the Hamilton play? Yeah, the distraction. Having Pence go to this play about diversity. To try to troll, essentially, and distract from a bunch of shit that, you know, the appointing of bigots and all that shit, his Trump University scam, all that shit. I was like thinking, hey, If Trump's so into plays, why doesn't he go to Ford's Theater? I got a booth reserved for him there. Yeah, a lot of us on the left never thought we'd actually want the CIA to kill the president. Our republic is too dumb to function, essentially. I don't know if you noticed. It doesn't matter. A lot of people are. You guys noticed that the FBI, you guys fans of the FBI? Yeah. Now half the country hates the fucking FBI. The Democrats, all Democrats hate the FBI because they fucking basically gave it to Trump at the last second with the fucking release of the fucking Hillary email shit again, right? A few days before the election. Yeah. I hated the FBI before it was cool, man. Because they're a bigoted bureaucracy since their inception. Fucking A. By the way, this is not liberal tears. This is anarchist venom. It's a little bit different. I'm not a Democrat. I'm against autocrats. And I know so many supposed libertarians that voted for Trump. These fucking idiots couldn't recognize an authoritarian personality if he had a toothbrush mustache. Yeah, the rule of law, you guys familiar with that? That's why you're not going to have it for much longer. Yeah, that is the thing about Trump. People are like, oh, he's a buffoon. Fucking this fucking guy. Like, what's he gonna do when everybody realizes, when all his followers realize that he's not able to get any of the shit done, the insane promises he made? He knows exactly what he's gonna do. He's gonna do the same thing that every fascist has always done when their insane promises were not kept. He's gonna go to war. Big league. It's gonna be huge. I thought Hillary was gonna win! Yeah, I'm still talking about this shit. I thought Hillary was gonna win. And technically, she did. She did. She won't be in D.C. when it's nuked. Shit, her house is like just outside the blast radius of New York City. That counts as a win. Trump's the walking ash pile. Fucking yeah. So Trump, huh?
Woo!
Fucking A. Trump's gonna go to war, right? I don't know if you guys, basically it's talking, ordinarily, talking the US president into going to war is fairly easy. But Trump's easier to start a fight with than a fucking country cracker on crank. It's gonna be easy. But I know how, you know, this is comedy. People don't want to hear about war. They'd rather hear about some usual comedy fare topics, right, sir? Like maybe titties. Something like that. Some titties, maybe. Maybe you'd like to even hear some fucking stupid comparison between warfare and titties. Maybe like what war and titties have in common. Suckers. 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 Fucking bullshit, man. This fucking war. I don't know if it's ironic or poetic or just plain fucking obvious that Donald Trump is gonna bankrupt the country. I'd say bet on it, but the sovereign debt market is probably already doing that. Fuck yeah. So, I don't know if you guys been in the Twittersphere recently, you've been online. A lot of liberals and conservatives are taunting each other more than ever. They're starting to talk about a second civil war openly taunting each other. And the companies I bitch about all the time, fucking Boeing and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, these pieces of shit, the Homeland Security industry, they're like, yeah, do it, fucking more money, it's gonna be great. So I'm like, fucking great. But you look it up, man, like back in the fucking comments section, you can see the liberals and conservatives going like, yeah, bring it. You see like the conservatives go, bring it on, liberals, we've got all the guns. And then the liberals come back and go, yeah, but we've got all the scientists. But then the conservatives come back again and they go, yeah, but we own and manage all the companies your scientists work for. And they've been sucking our dick for decades. They'll do anything for money. They're really quite dumb emotionally. So you wouldn't be surprised, but even some of the smartest people are some of the biggest suckers. Fucking suckers. So yeah, a joke. I guess I could do one of those. Fucking A. I like writing old school jokes, like old style jokes, like as if we're back in the 1950s again. Because technically we are. So here goes. What do you call a bigot in Texas, Your Honor? That joke actually applies to every state. And most of the senators, most of the House members, most of the governors, the FBI director, most of the state house. Fucking A. So the CIA finally got Castro, huh? Your tax dollars at work. No wait till they're elderly strategy. Works every time. So yeah, fuck him and every other authoritarian in human history, including Trump.
Yeah.
Fucking the American Castro. Fucking A. Did you guys vote?
Yeah.
You fucking liars. This is Florida, you're 18 to 29. You voted?
Yeah.
Who for?
Just
Hillary. Yeah, right. Just fucking Hillary, we got some Hillary voters here? A few. I've run into a lot of people actually recently who say that they went sure they were like, oh, they both suck. Fucking Hillary and Trump. I didn't know who to vote, so I didn't vote or whatever, or voted for a third party or whatever. And I'm like, really, you couldn't tell? You can't tell between two shitties? That's an important thing to be able to detect. Can you differentiate between two shitties? Like, would you rather if I spit in your face or shit in your face? Yes. You would prefer one over the other. Fuck yeah. Fucking Trump. So I'm sure you guys have seen the his ass face fucking tweeting all the time, right? He's a master troll. He's a master. He's king of the trolls. I was thinking the other day, if he wants to be a troll so bad, I'll put him under a bridge. Yeah, but you saw, like, this week, it's flag burning, right? Every week he's gonna start fucking tweeting issues that fucking, like, prod liberals to distract from, you know, his bigots that he's fucking putting on his team and his fucking, fucked up authoritarian policies. He's gonna keep doing that every week, you know, this flag burning, but last week, it was the Hamilton play. You saw that shit?
Yeah.
And before that, this one, I don't know if you guys saw this one, it was Melania Trump. Who's, you know, every first lady has an issue that they campaign against, right? Did you hear what hers was?
Bullying.
They're fucking geniuses, man. Like, instantly, every liberal's fucking head exploded. How could they? Yeah. Fucking trolls. Like, yeah, so this week it's flag burning. Next week it'll be abortion. He'll be like, tweeting, I know abortion is wrong. I've had so many women tell me that they regret it after I coerced them into having one. They told me they regret ever even meeting me. They said that my mother should have aborted me. But she didn't, because she's a stupid cunt. These women said that to me. Sad. And then the week after that, he's going to be like, all against marijuana and shit, and try to fucking make it illegal across the country again. You'll be like, ah, marijuana should be illegal. Yeah. Marijuana's terrible. Marijuana's bad. Marijuana's, it's a gateway for immigrants. How am I supposed to oppress minorities without the drug war? It'll still be easy. But it helps, so come on, America. Yeah. Fuck yeah, so, fucking Trump. Back to what I was saying before, the fucking too shitty thing. A lot of people can't, like, they're upset about having to fucking choose between the lesser of two evils. I'm always baffled by this. Like, the lesser of two evils is one of the most, it's actually the most important choice you can make. Like, that's, there's no more important, like for instance, you guys know the scenario, right? Some group of warlords comes upon you and takes you and says, hey, we're gonna kill you unless you kill your grandfather. What do? You kill your grandfather. And then, later, when the gang's initiating you, you know, you're becoming part of the warlord crew, and everybody's getting drunk and partying or whatever, you wait, and then when they get drunk and go to sleep, you kill them all. That's how it's done. You guys don't know how to fucking, the strategic logic of violent gangs and dealing with them. By violent gangs, I mean governments and corporations. Fucking capitalism. Yeah. So I'm an anarchist, but I voted.
Yeah,
I voted for Hillary, yeah. Yeah, like it worked. This is Florida.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. Yeah, this is fucking society. Fucking. You guys optimistic about America and its inevitable downfall? Alright, if you guys like this sort of shit, I got a bunch of videos online. Right now, only the FBI is watching them. I'll be in Guantanamo within a year. Gotta have career goals. Yeah, fucking shit. They're playing country music out there. I'm sure you heard that. You guys ever noticed how country music sucks? Like our country? Yeah, you did. Okay, so I've been asking crowds this. Let's see what you guys think of this. How long do you guys think after January 20th that terrorists attack the United States again to get on this fucking Trump gang? How soon? Like, crowds have usually been saying January 20th. Like, right away, Hillary Clinton's just going to crash a plane into the inauguration.
Yeah.
And the people in the crowd go, yeah, good. Kill two birds with one stone. Oh, the bloodlust of crowds. But I actually think I know exactly what day terrorists are going to attack the United States again. June 14th, Donald Trump's birthday. Because I can think of no greater gift to give to that son of a bitch. That'd be the greatest gift he ever got in his whole goddamn life. It'd finally answer the age-old question, what do you give to the man who has everything? Unlimited power. Did you see that motherfucker? That motherfucker, talk about strategic thinking. He fucking destroyed Jeb Bush like he was nothing. and then went on to Hillary and beat her. And to get there, the whole time to get here, over the past couple years, what did he do? He fucking tried to, in a not even sensible way, he just shat on President Obama repeatedly. He made up this whole birth certificate bullshit. Knowing it was bullshit, but knowing how to manipulate people. And he did it beautifully. It's fucking insane how smart that fuck is. I don't underestimate him anymore. Because that motherfucker is gonna be in charge of world history's largest empire. Largest military. World history's largest empire and military that's, whose corporate sector profits off of terrorism. You're about to see Donald Trump gain more power than any American president has ever had. Yeah, he'll get his 9/11. And when he does, he's going to be more powerful probably than any human in history. And that's what he's been about the whole time. He thought it was just profit. No. That motherfucker will get his 9/11. And what will we do then? When he's in charge of it now, all the fucking power in America is consolidated in the executive branch. We're in a real fucking shithole situation.
Yes.
And because largely Americans were cowards, it's not looking like we can climb out of that asshole. It's, yeah. There's no joke for that. It's just... The thing is, all of this is, you may have noticed, you saw the electoral maps, all the blue is the cities, all the red is the fucking boonies. Right? And here's the interesting thing about this fucking white nationalists out in the fucking country, right? They don't get hit with terrorist attacks. Cities get hit with terrorist attacks. So they can play their fucking bigoted game and not have any of the fucking consequences. Nobody's trying to fly a plane into a Tuscaloosa Arby's. They go from the cities. And every time they do, Trump will bomb them. Which is what they want. And then they'll bomb us. And then we'll bomb them. And then Lockheed will profit 10 times as much as it's already profiting. So, fuck this world! We failed!
Woo! Woo! Jesus.
Oh, yeah!
We didn't entirely fail yet, but like I say, I don't think the regime can hold him. I think he's smarter than them. And I think he's gonna do really fucked up shit, so we gotta fucking organize and handle this shit.
Yeah, so let me actually close on something uplifting. Do you doubt? Like, I have some uplifting message. I always gotta finish set happy. Leaving people excited to live. So that everybody isn't running out into traffic. At the same time, it doesn't work the same. The cars actually stop. This is fucked. But, you know. Well, look, he's only gonna be in office for another 12 years. At which point he'll off himself in a bunker before the Russian army finds him. You know how this works. He starts off with Russia as an ally, then goes to war with Mina. Thanks everybody, I'm Chris Ice.